Composer Karl Orff is best known for his scenic cantata, Carmina Burana, but he was also someone who developed an innovative approach to music education. In an essay about the origins of his Schulwerk, or schoolwork as it was called, he writes, "In the 20s, the younger generation of creative individuals was captivated by a new feeling for the body, for sport, gymnastics, and dance. Jacques Delcroze had helped to prepare the ground for the new movement. His Institute for Music and Rhythm in Hellerau became widely known. Rudolf von Laban and Mary Wigman were also two who were very much involved in that whole sense. They talked about, at the height of their careers, of this sense of rhythm and new expressive dance. The impact of their work was enormous. Both teaching and performing were deeply influenced by it. It was a time when numerous schools for gymnastics and dance came into being. Being keenly interested in the whole movement, I added to their number. Together with Dorothea Günther, I established in 1924 the Günther Schule in Munich. Uppermost in my mind was the creation of a rhythmic education. Also the realization of my main idea that music and movement ought to be taught simultaneously, supplementing one another and intimately connected. How necessary this was, I had learned in the theater, working with singers, actors, dancers, and musicians. I discovered a surprising lack of rhythmic awareness, a total absence of proper training. The most remarkable thing about Günther Schule was probably the fact that one of its founders and directors happened to be a musician. Musical activities were looked upon with favor. I had every opportunity to try out my ideas, to experiment. There was no doubt in my mind that the training had to be totally different from what was customary at that time. The accent was on rhythm. We had to find instruments that lent themselves to this approach. It was my ambition to bring all students to the point where they could accompany their own dances and exercises as competently as musicians would. I did not want to have anything to do with piano accompaniments, which were then being used in the training of movement. I wanted the students to become musicians in their own right. Wigman's experiments showed me the way. I still remember every detail of her sensational witch dance, accompanied only by African rattles. Instead of making them play the piano, I taught the group that they should have instruments with a rhythmical impact, a primitive appeal, and these instruments should be easy to handle. Of course, such instruments had to be first found." Words of Karl Orff. Sarah Schmerda writes, "Karl Orff developed his own set of instruments for the Schulwerk, mainly using rhythm instruments such as all sizes of xylophones, glockenspiels, kettle drums, tambourines, sleigh bells, and triangles. He was inspired by the colorful instruments of the Indonesia gamelan tradition and by African musical cultures, becoming, in a sense, a world musician in the 1920s. Meanwhile, Professor Jack Stein of Harvard turns to Orff's seminal concert work and writes, "The most extraordinary aspect of the music of Carmina Burana is the rhythm. " Stein continues, it is simultaneously complex and simple. Orff establishes compulsive rhythmic patterns and then, with great daring, repeats them in blocks, often literally dozens of times, with but very slight variations. There is an inexorable accumulation of vitality, but above all, the music becomes incantatory, elemental, and ritualistic. It is the rhythm most of all which links the oral and the visual. The rhythm alone evokes the concept of physical movement to an exceptional degree. Orff's orchestra is also highly original. Besides the standard instrumentation, his score calls for an unusually large battery of percussion. Timpani, side drums, bass drums, bells, triangles, cymbals of various kinds, gongs, sleigh bells, three glockenspiels, xylophone, castanets, ratchet, and two pianos. These assertive percussion instruments are used to good effect, though not ostentatiously, to strengthen the already dominant rhythmic pattern of the work. Like all the other aspects of his music, it is independent of tradition, and like them, it is used to achieve a sense of immediacy, which draws the listener into a strong sense of community within the work performed, which, in my own experience at least, has no parallel. Words of Professor Jack Stein. It is exciting to learn that the 2025-2026 season of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra begins with two powerful pieces celebrating rhythm and movement in music, Karl Orff's Carmina Burana and the Galanta Dances of Zoltán Kodály. And it is interesting to note that both composers dedicated themselves to developing new and effective approaches to music education. We had a chance to speak by phone with Gerardo Edelstein, music director and conductor of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, about the opening concert this Friday, October 24th, and the road trip on the 26th, and the season as a whole.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Erica, and thank you for having me. And I'm really excited about this season. I have to say, every season at this time, I get really excited when we, you know, go back to rehearsals and I meet the musicians again after the long break. And, you know, and we all really are looking forward to a new season. And this particular one has so many different things that we would like to offer to our wonderful audience. Just from the first concert in the Carmina Burana, one of the greatest and most performed choral orchestral pieces, to our traditional holiday concert where we are going to screen a movie and the orchestra is going to play for the movie The Snowman. From there, after the new year, we go to a concert called From New York to Bohemia. And this is very special because it's the 100th year of Gershwin's piano concerto. He wrote only one piano concerto, call it in F because it's in the key of F major. He's mostly known for his famous Rhapsody in Blue, but this concerto is as good or, you know, even better because it's even longer and more jazzy and very colorful. And I'm really delighted that we have a fabulous pianist for this concert as well. The concert will also include Symphony No. 6 by Antonín Dvořák. From there, we are going to a video games concert. For the first time ever, we will play music from the most popular video games with the idea of bringing a new audience to our beautiful community arts center, and also with the hope that they will join us for the last fabulous concert, the closing concert that we call it Orchestral Wonders, where we are going to feature Benjamin Britten's The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, one very famous piece that the whole idea of this piece is to introduce younger people to the orchestra. And not only that, we will follow that with one of the greatest first symphonies ever composed by Johannes Brahms, his Symphony No. 1. So as you can see, we have music for pretty much everyone, very varied, very diverse, and you know, I'm just really excited to present this to our lovely audiences, and you will always be coming for a treat, I can guarantee you.
And Gerardo, you open the season with an enormous, as you suggested, the work is so powerful. You're coming out of the starting gate with such force and such dynamism that people will be swept away.
Yes, Carmina Burana, as I said, is one of the most popular, perhaps more famous choral orchestral pieces. It's based on 24 poems from the medieval times, and the poems talk about love, talk about nature, spring. There are some drinking songs as well. And it starts with O Fortuna, the Wheel of Fortune, and it starts the piece with that and ends with the same tune. This is such a popular tune that it has been featured in commercials, in some sports shows, because it's powerful and it has that kind of drive and energy that not many pieces of music have, actually. And we are very fortunate to collaborate with the State College Choral Society. They will be the main chorus singing with us, alongside with also the Williamsport Youth Choir, three fabulous soloists, and an orchestra, full of just all of the instruments that you can imagine, including two grand pianos on stage, lots of percussion. And Erica, I have to tell you, this is the first time that the orchestra will travel to State College for a second performance. And I'm very excited about that, just to introduce to State College also, our beloved orchestra. So then I would say, I hope to see everybody in Williamsport, but if for some reason you cannot make it on Friday, the 24th, you can still come to State College and hear the piece on the 26th, Sunday the 26th at 4 p.m. And that concert in State College will be in the high school auditorium. They have a brand new auditorium. And the conductor of the State College Choral Society, Eric Clayton, a very good friend of mine, he actually used to be the conductor of the Williamsport High School Choirs. And now he lives in State College, and he offered us, the venue, and it's a beautiful venue. So, again, I think it's going to be terrific and wonderful for our symphony to experience a different hall and a different audience, because that's what it will be. And I'm really excited about that, and I know the musicians are too. And hopefully this will be a way to start, just with a little bit more of outreach for our orchestra and perhaps every year or every other year and play in different locations. That will be really awesome. And paired with this fabulous piece, it's Zoltán Kodály's Galanta Dances. It's one of my favorite pieces from this period. It's early 20th century. It's a collection of dances following the traditional berbunkos in Hungary. Kodály, together with Bartók, traveled throughout the country collecting folk songs and introducing them in pretty much all the music they will write. And this is the case with the Galanta dances. They are from Galanta, these dances, and you can hear some incredible tunes, folk tunes mainly, and also with a lot of colors, different colors. There is an incredible solo for clarinet. The horn has a great part as well. The cellos. Kodály is a great orchestrator, and he knows how to spread all these beautiful melodies among the different instruments in the orchestra. So as we will hear the choir shine in Carmina Burana on Kodály's Galanta dances, we'll hear the orchestra shining in pretty much every section.
And couldn't we say there's something dancey about each of these works?
That's correct, yeah. So Orff decided to have this piece performed also as a ballet with different orchestration. So he gives the option, so it can be dance as well. And so dancing, although it's not going to be on stage, but it will be in the imagination of the audience. And I have to point out also the relationship between Orff and Kodály. They were both great music educators, and some of their music methods are still in use today. So if you go to any school around the country, around the world, I would say, you will find their books still in use. So that's also fascinating.
In the Orff, Gerardot, there are such large orchestral forces, many voices, and any work on such a scale would seem to be making logistical demands on the conductor.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, Erica, what is the hardest part in Carmina Burana with these fun and lighter tunes in general is the text. Because the text is in Latin mostly, but there are also some songs in German. So the choir needs to learn both. And some of the songs have two or three verses, and there is so much text that is involved that we spent, you know, I had a rehearsal with the choir already last week, and we spent most of the time going over the text over and over. So we will have super titles in both venues where we are performing it so people could understand what it's all about. But can you imagine, you know, 130, 140 people in the choir and also the children's chorus learning all this music in a foreign language? It's quite challenging. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to be fabulous and really looking forward to it.
And just one more observation, Gerardo. We have talked in the past about the incomparable experience of hearing music in a concert hall or a space with the musicians living, breathing there with us and drawing us in and the energy across the footlights, we might say. How could there be anything like hearing a work of this magnitude?
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, the live performances are, you know, just very unique. They're irreplaceable. So think about this. I always tell the musicians that we are playing at that moment and it's gone. And then it's the next thing and it's gone. And then we cannot rewind. You cannot fast forward. So it's like enjoying every minute. It makes it really special. And, you know, the other thing that people don't realize that in a concert, anything could happen. You know, we are used to all these performances, recorded performances, that are perfect because they are either edited or, you know what I'm talking. So it's like technology these days, it's so incredible that you can really make a recording sound absolutely perfect with zero mistakes of any sort. But when you hear a live performance and you hear someone coughing, or maybe some instrument who may have missed a note here and there, and that's what makes it also really special, because we are human, and that's a way to, you know, we express ourselves in the best way possible, and it makes it so special just to sit there, experience, you know, the vibration that comes, the excitement that comes from the stage. It's very unique, and you cannot replace that or compare that to any equipment or anything, headphones or again, even if you're listening on the TV, you know, in the commercial, the beginning of Carmina, you know, when you hear it live, you go, whoa, this is it. This is what it's supposed to be.
Gerardo Edelstein, music director and conductor of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, speaking with us about the opening concert of the 2025-2026 season this Friday, October 24th, and that's at the Community Arts Center in downtown Williamsport, 220 West 4th Street. And the program will feature Carl Orff's Carmina Burana and the Galanda Dances of Zoltán Kodály, featured as well the State College Choral Society and the Williamsport Youth Choir, Sarah Schaefer soprano, Michael Hanley baritone, Nick Stark tenor. And for more information on the web, it's williamsportsymphony.org, williamsportsymphony.org, and also you have a chance, if you're anywhere near State College, to hear this concert on Sunday, October 26th at 4. It's at the State College High School Auditorium there, a brand new facility, and the program will be repeated. And again, it's Carmina Burana and the Galanta Dances. And in Williamsport, it's Friday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Arts Center, 220 West 4th Street. And you have a chance to hear not only a full battery of percussion instruments, the full orchestra, but also the State College Choral Society, the Williamsport Youth Choir, and those three soloists, all under the direction of Gerardo Edelstein. Et veris auctoritas iubet lascadere vias premet solitas et in tua vere fides est et probitas tuum retinere. Friday, October 24th, and that's at the Community Arts Center, the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, performing at 7:30. And for more information, williamsportsymphony.org, williamsportsymphony.org.